You all got so quiet suddenly, which is appropriate. You're here to meditate. Welcome, everyone, to our Thursday Mindful Awareness Meditation. I'm Diana Winston. I'm the Director of Mindfulness Education at MARC, the Mindful Awareness Research Center in the medical school at the Semmel Institute in UCLA. Happy to have you here with us. Is anybody here for the first time? Oh, a lot of new people. All right, well, welcome. We're here to practice mindfulness, and mindfulness is about paying attention to our present moment experiences with openness and curiosity and a willingness to be with what is. That's the definition I always use, and really it's a definition that's talking about how do we live in the present moment. So much of our life is lost in the past or the future. That's where our attention goes. We're thinking about things that happened, replaying them, feeling bad about them, wishing they had gone differently. Or we're thinking about what's coming up. We're planning for something. We're really planning for it. We're really, really planning for it. Right? This is what our minds do. We catastrophize, go into the worst case scenario. Usually our minds are going back and forth between the two. Sometimes we're in the present moment, but when we're in the present moment, we're often wishing it were a different present moment. So how do we learn to come into this place of mindfulness? And I think it's a really important skill to have during these times. There's a lot of anxiety. I think many of us are aware of it being the election season, anxiety that many of us are having. In fact, there was just a report that came out, the American Psychological Association, that said 52% of Americans feel some anxiety right now, or disease or other. And it's understandable, right? There's a lot that's uncertain, and it's just been a very difficult time. So mindfulness is a helpful tool, and it's helpful in cultivating those qualities that we've been talking about. If you've been here in the past couple of weeks, we've been talking about the cultivation of equanimity. Equanimity is a quality of even-mindedness or balance. It's really mindfulness brings this to us, this ability to be in the present moment and not so reactive, much more responsive to what life brings, and a certain kind of acceptance, and not a passive acceptance, but just like, okay, this is the truth of reality, and that I can make a choice that's coming from clarity, clear seeing, and balance instead of from reactivity. Reactivity is acting out of our habitual patterns without consciousness. When we're responsive, there's awareness there, and we can make a different choice. And this is kind of amazing when we bring that into whatever our actions are, when we start to operate from a place of more even-minded balance or equanimity. I'll share a story. I've shared this in the past, but just for fun, I thought I'd bring this up. It's about equanimity. Many of you know that I spent some years living in a monastery in Burma, which is now Myanmar. And the conditions were quite difficult, and it was hot, and I didn't like the food, and there were a tremendous amount of wildlife, like snakes and spiders and scorpions and things. It was very pleasant. But one of the things that was the hardest for me to deal with were the mosquitoes. And there were mosquitoes all the time, especially in dusk and dawn. And so I was getting very frustrated, particularly during one season there, and decided that I would build mosquito traps to get rid of the mosquitoes. So the first thing I did was I took a bucket of lake water, and I put it in my room and waited till the mosquitoes came in. And when they came in, I just captured them and put something over it and brought them out. Now, let me just back up to say, when I was living in this monastery, I was supposed to be meditating all day long. So you do sitting meditation, walking meditation, sitting, walking, all day with food and so forth. But instead, I had become this kind of, I'd given up my meditation practice to figure out mosquito traps. And I had another one where the room I was in was very hot, but I blocked, it had a lot of holes in the wall, so I blocked up all the holes, and then I felt like I was meditating in a sauna. It was just horrible. And then I came up with this brilliant one, which was that I stood by I turned off the lights at night. I stood by the window, turned the outside light on. The mosquitoes went flying towards me. I jumped out of the way and they flew out the window. And that worked actually quite brilliantly until it suddenly dawned on me that I was spending all my time making mosquito traps and not meditating. And that no matter what I did, no matter how many mosquitoes I got rid of, there would always be another mosquito. And when I saw that, I realized that my job was not to get rid of the mosquitoes, but my job was to learn to cultivate a mind that could be present even in the midst of all the mosquitoes. And that became my task. And that's where the mindfulness practice is so key. So the invitation here is to remember the political season is crazy, but there's always another mosquito. There will be another political season. There will be more things that happen after this one that are worrisome and anxiety producing. So if we can cultivate a mind of ease and well-being in the midst of whatever life brings, this is what's going to take us far. Okay, let's begin our meditation today. We can settle back into a comfortable position. So sitting upright, feet on the floor, your back in a posture that's comfortable. But it's nice to have a straight spine if that's possible. And our hands can be resting on our lap, our knees. Eyes closed, if you're comfortable with that. Some people don't like to meditate with their eyes closed, in which case, open eyes is okay. Just have your eyes looking in one direction, preferably downward. And we can begin with a few deep breaths. Deep breaths have a way of calming our bodies, calming our nervous systems. And if we're conscious as we breathe, we're aware of the breath, we're coming into the present moment. Just being here with our breath, in spite of all of the challenges outside of the room, right here, right now, we can be okay. And we can notice our bodies present on the chair. Notice what are the obvious sensations to you when you turn your attention to your body. Heaviness, lightness, warmth, coolness, vibration, tingling, movement, and so forth. So let your attention gently scan your body and see if you find areas of tension. And if you do, you can soften gently, can breathe, sending the breath into that area if that's possible. For instance, your stomach area, softening and releasing any tension in your stomach. Just noticing when we are tense sometimes has the effect of allowing that part to relax or soften. So you might check your hands, your shoulders and neck. Your jaw. Releasing your jaw. Soft. We're right here, right now. Nothing to do, nowhere to go. Just here. So if we turn our attention to the sounds around us, the sounds in the room, the sounds outside the room, this becomes a part of the meditation. We simply listen to sounds as they come and go. Not lost in a story about the sound. I like the sound, I don't like the sound. This reminds me of such and such. That's not where we go. I mean, it may be natural for our mind to do that, but see if you can redirect attention just to the listening. Like you were listening to music that you enjoy, curious and open. Let's bring our attention to back into our bodies, feeling your body again present, and coming to an awareness of your breathing, wherever you feel your breath the clearest in your body. The rising and falling of your abdomen. The expansion and contraction of your chest. So if you're new today, you can just notice, where do I feel my breath in these areas of the body? Can I feel it? What do I notice? How about your nose? Can you feel your breath in your nose? The air moving through? Slight tingling sensations, temperature changes, movement. It's useful when we do this meditation to have a particular focus. So people tend to feel their breath, have it be their focus, be the breath in their abdomen or chest or nose, just pick one of those spots. Or if you enjoyed the listening to sounds, that's another option. Settle on something. It doesn't really matter what you choose, so just pick whatever was the easiest or the clearest. And then, as most of you know, our job is to stay in the present moment, breath after breath, or sound after sound. One breath ends, the next breath begins. Sound, changing sounds, coming and going, if that's your focus. And then as we do this, we find for most people our attention wanders. Thoughts come in. We start planning, remembering, imagining, fantasizing, getting sleepy, getting restless. In fact, pretty much anything can happen, and this is normal. This is what a mind does. So when you notice this has happened, saying a word like thinking or wandering helps acknowledge that you're no longer so present. But actually, you become present in the moment you acknowledge it. So acknowledge it and then come back to your main focus, breath or sound. So you're with your breath, for instance, you get lost, you notice it, you come back to your breath, and so on. Get lost again, you come back, you get lost, come back. For people with more experience, you know that it's helpful to have a focus, but at some point, other things become obvious to you. Emotions, body sensations, states of mind, particular thoughts that are repetitive. Anytime this happens, if you find that you're really, it's compelling, it's pulled you away from your main focus, then pay attention to it. Feel it, sense it, notice it. Stay with it. And when it stops holding your attention, you can go back to your main focus. Some people even find that at times the main focus disappears and you just attend to one thing after the next. Breath, sound, body, emotion, sound. So that's fine too, and that's called a more choiceless awareness. So let's do this practice for a while in silence, and then we'll do a little bit more with equanimity towards the end of the meditation. we'll just do a little bit of equanimity practice as we continue meditating. We start by bringing to mind a time when we felt equanimity, meaning even-mindedness, balance, ease, even in the midst of perhaps a difficult situation. So see what comes to mind when you think of that. And it doesn't have to be any dramatic example. It could be very simple. Let that memory or that time come to mind. So you sense or feel the presence of that time. And now direct your attention into your body to notice what it felt like. As you have the memory, it usually evokes the feeling. What does it feel like to have even-mindedness, non-reactivity in the face of maybe a challenge in your life? Perhaps you feel spacious, relaxed, open, strong, warm, or something else. As you remember this time, you might just use some words and say these words in your mind. Things were as they were. Things were as they were. And I could be with things as they were. I could be with things with even-mindedness and balance. Even the simple phrase, I handled this well. I handled this well. And we're saying these words just to notice if they evoke more of the feeling. So notice if that quality of equanimity is present, and if it's not, that's okay. Just see what's here. And now bring to mind a situation where it's been a little hard to have equanimity, where you haven't had much balance. And don't pick the hardest situation in your life. Maybe don't go straight to the politics. Just stay with something that you're working with that's been a little rough for you. You felt reactive, not centered, not balanced. Bring that to mind. Well, if you want to do politics, you can. And as you remember the situation or the person, or maybe it's an aspect of yourself you're having a hard time with, as you remember this, notice what you're feeling inside. Notice what's happening in your body. Maybe you feel contracted, hopeless, anxious, angry. So just notice, letting whatever is here be here. And we can just briefly try some of these phrases. Things are as they are. Things are as they are. So say this and just directed towards yourself, the situation. May I be with things as they are. May I know I can handle this. You are as you are. May I accept you as you are, or may I be with you as you are. And just notice what that's like inside yourself to say these phrases. Things are as they are. May I handle this with ease and equanimity. May I be balanced. And just to notice as we bring the meditation to an end, if there's more sense of equanimity here, wonderful, enjoy it, feel it, sense it. And if it's not here and something else is here, notice what is. And we can say, for whatever it is I'm feeling, may I hold this too with kindness. Whenever you're ready, you can open your eyes. This practice of equanimity is something you can take with you and do on the spot. When you notice that you're anxious, when you notice that you're angry, things are as they are. May I be with things as they are. Really just play with it and see what happens. It can be quite helpful for people. You can do it in your own meditation. So our center, the Mindful Awareness Research Center, has programs and events, things coming up all the time. I want to talk about one event that's coming up at the Hammer next week. And also it's on UCLA campus. We're having a day of free mindfulness events all day long, starting about 11 or 12 o'clock. There's mindfulness, an hour-long session that you can go and learn much more in depth than what you get here. You'll learn about the science, you'll do different practices, and it's being taught by different student teachers of our center. So at the Hammer Museum, it starts at 1 o'clock, and it goes until the last one's at 6, ending at 7. When you exit on the right, there's a flyer about all our upcoming programs, but there's a flyer specifically for that so you can remember. And we'd love you to come. I think it'll be a great opportunity to experience it more in depth. I'll be in the hallway if you have questions. And I won't be here next week. Gloria Kamler will, but I will be back the following week. Thank you.